The Wizardry Tablet. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The Wizardry Tablet. There is a computer, and the computer is called a tablet. And the tablet allows you to draw on the screen with a special pen. And you can draw anything you like. You can create anything you like, and you can make illusions that are utterly amazing. You can take colors and you can paint them on there, as an artist might paint them on there, wishing he had that talent that he could do that. And you paint them on this screen, and then you look at it, and you just marvel at the magic that you have brought forth. Because the blend of the colors are one that you would never have dreamed of. And if you don't like it, you can erase it all, or you can erase part, or you can back up and remove the last item that you put on there, which caused it to be an expression that you weren't really interested in. But it's so simple and so beautiful. The Wizardry Tablet is such a marvelous thing for computerdom, because it allows you to introduce onto your computer, into your articles, into your work, ideas that are hitherto unable to be done unless you know how to use the photo paint programs and all of the other wonderful programs that are available. They become very sophisticated and very complicated. But with the tablet, you can create things that you never imagined possible. Like the great artists, you can create a gigantic painting. And then in the very center or off to one side of that painting is part that you really like. And you circle that area, and just that area is the one that you are given to work with. There are so many beautiful things that can be done on the tablet to make your work look fantastic, to make your work look as though you had some tremendous artist of great repute doing your work for you. And you do. It's you. It's you, and it's your imagination. It's you, and it's your wizardry that allows you to do things like this. Now, true, many people had programs that they wrote for the tablet computer so that that could be done. Many people wrote programs so that the tablet computer could accept that sort of a program. And many programs are written for the normal computer to accept what the tablet computer accomplishes. And the computer itself is such a remarkable device that can accomplish great things. Now, we look at this and we say, oh, my goodness sakes, what a complex set of arrays. That's true. But you let a little child alone on the surface of that tablet, and he will come up with things that delight his soul. He will quickly figure out how to bring colors in and how to bring outlines in and how to erase and how to bring back and how to do things, because he's not limited. You and I, we look at what we have done and we say, oh, it's a masterpiece, we must save it. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, it's no good, we must erase it. Oh, and a child doesn't do that. A child looks at it and says, hey, this is fun. Oh, look at the crazy stuff I've done. Look at how terrible that looks, and look at how wonderful that looks. And he doesn't judge it from the point of view that he must destroy it because it's terrible, or he must preserve it because it's wonderful. He says, by golly, there's a lot more where that came from. And I'm going to just go in there, and I'm going to use my imagination and come up with things I didn't even know were possible. And then I'm going to go into other aspects of the program and do other things that'll be even more exciting and more revealing and more rewarding. Yes, yes, yes. The tablet computer is a wonderful contribution to the industry. It allows our latent wizardry present within each one of us to flow forward in such a magnificent way that we had never dreamed possible. And truly, that wizardry is within us. We have seen it in our minds, we have seen it in our hearts, we have felt it in every fiber of our body, but we were not able to so beautifully, innocently, perfectly put it down on the screen of the tablet. Now, this is only the beginning. This is only a neophyte. This is only a person who has no idea what they're doing playing with it. Just imagine what's going to happen when you think of all the other ramifications that you can draw into that drawing screen. All the other possibilities that can be done. They will be utterly amazing. But they're amazing only because they're first in you, in me. As I draw upon that screen, I don't lay claim to being Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci or any other famous painter. I only lay claim to the fact that I'm having fun. I'm being myself. I'm expressing myself in a fun-filled way, and it is great. If I did nothing else with the tablet computer than to play games on its surface with the wonderful drawings that I'm capable of doing, I would have gotten my money's worth out of it a million times over. This is how it is in life. When we delight in the things that come to our attention, we delight in the little things that make our life so exciting and so rewarding, so revealing, so wonderful. This happens only when we let go and we let the divine wizard in us flow forth with a pinpoint that is tiny or big, wide or tall, sharp or whatever we want to do, with a color that is brilliant or just light, pastel, with a color that is dark and deep and angry, and then you brighten up that color by just swishing across a lovely light hue. How beautiful it is. Our lives are like that too. We can swish across our consciousness a beautiful light hue, and all the dark shadows are gone. That's the way it works. If you learn nothing from the tablet computer, then how to make a change, and not really a change, but how to introduce a new image, a new view, a new vista on the screen, and it sparkles your heart and enlightens your mind. How wonderful that is. If you ever have a chance, look at a tablet computer and see what the miracle of being your own artist can do for you. It's a healing agency too, I tell you. It really works. Have a lovely evening, a lovely day, a lovely life, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.